Exodus chapter 28. In this chapter, as we would see in the first verse, there is a description of how Aaron and his sons were to be clothed. There would be holy garments in verse 2 for Aaron. There would be garments for his sons in verse 4. And there are many lovely illustrations for us from this chapter. But I would like to take a look at verse 30, ultimately, but let's look at verse 15 to understand what verse 30 speaks about. Exodus 28, verse 15, after describing a variety of things of the outward clothing, there would be, it says in verse 15, the breastplate of judgment. It would be artistically woven, it says, according to the workmanship of the ephod. There would be gold and blue, purple and scarlet thread and fine woven linen. It shall be doubled into a square, verse 16. A span shall be its length, and a span shall be its width. And you should put settings of stones in it, four rows of stones, and it describes those stones. In verse 21, the stones shall have the names of the sons of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engravings of a signet, each one with its own name. They shall be according to the 12 tribes. You shall make chains for the breastplate at the end, like braided cords of pure gold, and you shall make two rings of gold for the breastplate, and put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. Then you shall put the two braided chains of gold in the two rings, which are on the ends of the breastplate. And the other two ends of the braided chains you shall fasten to the two settings and put them on the shoulder straps of the ephod in the front. And it describes these other ways in which this breastplate would be attached and connected to the ephod. Verse 28 has this phrase at the end, so that the breastplate does not come loose from the ephod. So Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel on the breastplate of judgment over his heart when he goes into the holy place as a memorial before the Lord continually. And just before reading verse 30, we could review what this lovely illustration is, that here on this setting of cloth made of these cords, various colors, fine woven linen, doubled into a square and folded over and attached to the ephod so that it could not be loosened. And there on the front layer of this doubled piece of cloth were these 12 stones attached. I didn't read it, but it says attached in gold settings, verse 20, settings of gold. And there each stone had the name of one of the 12 tribes, and emphasizing each one, verse 21, each one with its own name. Not one was left out, and this was going to be worn intentionally. The emphasis in verse 29 is impossible to miss. On the breastplate of judgment, over his heart, when he goes into the holy place, as a memorial before the Lord. This piece of his garments, this piece of the high priest's clothing, this presentation, this display of the 12 tribes would be a memorial. It's as if we are saying that it's a memorial for the Lord to continue to remember his people. The high priest enters the holy place, and there all the people are remembered. The high priest enters the holy place to bring the blood of the offering on the Day of Atonement. The high priest enters into the courts of the tabernacle to accomplish the work and service of the Lord. The high priest carries out all the functions that are, we have considered many of them this morning. And in all of these things, there would be this presentation of the 12 tribes. The people would be carried upon his heart. And it's nice that it says that it's a handbreadth, as if to emphasize, a handbreadth square. His hand could cover them all. It wasn't some large piece of clothing that they were scattered all around. They were collectively all right there. His hand could cover them all. It was a handbreadth in dimension, in both directions. And so he would bear the names of the sons of Israel as a memorial before the Lord continually. And as we just review what we have considered about the Lord Jesus as that great high priest, there was another place where they were carried, the names of the people of Israel. They're in these two stones. There was a shoulder stone on each shoulder. And these also had the names of the children of Israel, as if on the place of strength. But here on the place of affection, they were maintained. They were there, always remembered. And the Lord Jesus, he carries us on his heart, if we may say. As we had thought about him who never forgets, he ever lives to make intercession for us, as we have seen. His thoughts are towards us continually. This is true about God in a general way. We read verses in the Psalms about how David would say that very thing. When I awake, your thoughts are still towards me. How many are your thoughts towards me? I couldn't even count them. But for us particularly, the Lord Jesus, in that capacity as the high priest, he has these names individually, each one with its own name. And this emphasizes his heart towards us. But then with that background information, we come to verse 30. You shall put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be over Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord. So Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel over his heart before the Lord continually. And then turn to see an illustration of this, or a little more information about this, in Numbers. Numbers 27. Numbers 27, we'll start with verse 15. Then Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, "Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation who may go out before them and go in before them, who may lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be like sheep which have no shepherd." And the Lord said to Moses, "Take Joshua, the son of Nun, with you, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him. Set him before Eleazar, the priests." He is now the high priest, or he will accomplish that service since Aaron has died. "Set for him before Eleazar, the priest, and before all the congregation, and inaugurate him in their sight, and you shall give some of your authority to him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient." And here's the connection. "He shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire before the Lord for him by the judgment of the Urim. At his word they shall go out, and at his word they shall come in, he and all the children of Israel with him, all the congregation." We're told in Exodus that this breastplate, which carried the stones, it was doubled, and so it formed a sort of pouch, as we might say. And in this pouch were placed, it says, the Urim and the Thummim in Exodus 28. And there's really very little information for us in the scriptures about what these objects were. It's believed that they were two stones. Urim and Thummim means lights and perfections. And they would be carried inside that breastplate by the high priest as he would walk in to the place of service, into the court of the Lord.